Welcome to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com, presented online by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Now here's your host and voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Ask the Coach here on WCLU. I'm Joe Myers, sitting down, as always, with Glasgow head football coach Jeff Garman. His team winning on the road last night, a district contest in Class 3A District 2. Scotties defeated Casey County by a score of 46-12. Glasgow now 4-2 overall on the year, 2-1 in the district, while Casey County dropped to 1-4 with a loss, 0-2 in district play. Jeff, obviously you thought this game was going to be a home game. It was scheduled to be a home game, but unfortunately you could not play at home due to the COVID map and the way it looked on Monday morning. Fortunately, we were able to at least go to Casey County so the game could be played. But I didn't think your kids were distracted by that at all. It looked like they came out focused and ready to go from the start here last night.
I thought our kids had a good week of practice, and I think it showed in the game. Casey County was a little overmatched. They're a young football team, but I thought our team went out there and took care of business and just did a good job on both sides of the ball.
Also could have gotten thrown off a little bit by the delay. The game was almost right at an hour late getting started because of some weather that moved through, had some lightning in the area. How did you guys use that extra time, Jeff, to get prepared for that contest?
It was a mess, to be honest with you. They told us that, we were ready to go out, so we had to go to their cafeteria. We had to take our shoes off, so we got outside, put our shoes back on. Then it lightened again. We had to go back inside again. So, it was a helter-skelter in there, just kind of going back and forth. But, once the kids got over the field and stretched and got warmed up, I thought they were ready to go. And, it was a big ball game. It was a district game. And it was a football game we needed to win to secure ourselves into the playoff system.
It's the second game that you've had this wing T offense going against another opponent. First time was against Taylor County last week, against a very good football team. How did you think it looked compared to what you saw in that first game, Jeff?
Well, I thought in practice this week we looked better. Our timing's a little better. Everything's a little crisper. We still made mistakes tonight. There was multiple times that, we were supposed to run a play and didn't run the play we were supposed to run for one reason or another. But, it's a work in progress. That's what I said. That's why these next 3 weeks are really important, that we get to play and continue to try to hone our skills and get better at what we're doing.
You look at the stat sheet, and one of the first things that stands out to me is in the rushing category, four different guys, Jeff, rushed for at least 50 yards in that ball game last night. You got to be happy with the way that was distributed, I would think.
I really was. And, you say four guys, there was really five. Because in the fact that Andrew Phillips had two long runs that were called back for penalties, and, that would have made a big difference in his stat line. But, I thought all of our backs, including Andrew, I thought they blocked really well. That was a big emphasis that we put in practice this week. I thought they blocked better, and then I thought, it opened up some holes. And our offensive lines, looks like to me, is continuing to get better.
You look at Jay Long, he led you in rushing, Jeff. He carried the ball only five times but gets you 88 yards, had a touchdown, had a long carry of 32. Jay has been limited this year, unfortunately, because of some injuries. And I know Jay probably had to feel good to get out there and contribute as much as he did last night.
Yeah, he had a good night. And, I've been, waiting for that. He's got something that a lot of kids don't have, and that's speed. And when we continue to pound it up inside, then come back with him, he's fast enough to get out there on the edge and cause some problems. I thought him and Andrew both pushed the edge really well. Thought Hunter looked better tonight. He's been nursing an ankle injury for the last 2 weeks. Thought he looked a little better tonight. Had a little more pep in his step and made a couple of cuts that he couldn't make last week. We just got to continue to play this thing out and try to get healthier and see what we can do in a couple of weeks.
Speaking of Hunter and that ankle injury, he looked like re-injured it late in the game, Jeff. Do we know anything about that right now?
I mean, not to my knowledge that it was anything serious, but, you know, I think he ended up going back in after that. So, you know, Karen had another good night banging it up inside. He kind of gets it all established, and then you've got a trio of players around. Thought Easton did a good job, made a couple of good runs tonight. Also, I thought he threw for a higher percentage tonight, and that's what we wanted to see. And, you know, just an all-around better performance, I think, from last week. You know, and I really would have liked to have seen us played the week before Taylor. I mean, we're talking about the second game now. Could have been our third game in this system. You know, the more reps we get, the better I think we're going to be, and we just gotta stay at it.
You mentioned Easton Jesse. Of course, Easton, the story. Everybody knows the story right now. Easton's in there because your starter, John Carter Myers, was injured a few weeks ago against Logan County and is out for an extended period of time. Easton, you know, he's been put in a tough position, Jeff, obviously. But last night, 4 of 6 of the air, 68 yards. 3 of those 4 completions went for touchdowns. And then he also rushes the ball 6 times for 52 yards. He was really good, I thought, last night.
You know, he had a good night. And, you know, we just got to eliminate a lot of it, the mistakes that Easton may make. It's just the speed of the game. Everything's happened a little bit faster for him. And once it slows down, he'll be just fine. He's done a great job so far. And, you know, we're fortunate to have him.
Let's talk about your defense, Jeff. You guys hold them, obviously, to just 12 points, and honestly, that last touchdown kind of came in, I hate to call it garbage time, but it was late in the ball game when there's reserves in there for both ball clubs. But you forced 4 turnovers as well. You got 4 interceptions on the night, and I know that's something you've wanted to see more out of your ball clubs, maybe to force some more turnovers.
Now we finally got some guys to just stay back and do their job, and the quarterback will throw it to you, and guys caught the ball and had opportunities to make interceptions. They played the ball and they caught the ball, and that goes a long, long, long way. You know, they got us early in the game on a third. I think it was 3rd and 11 or 3rd and 12. They did a double move out there. We fell for it and gave up a touchdown early in the game. But after that, kind of settled down and thought we played real well. Thought the secondary played well. Thought the guys up front kind of, you know, limited their running ability, and we kind of held them down. I think we held them down below 100 yards in both areas. So that's a good job by the defense.
You guys did a good job. I know something you want to do was get some pressure on their quarterback Willoughby, and you only get the 1 sack. However, he was under pressure quite a bit last night.
He was, and I thought our front four did a good job of getting after him a little bit, and you know, I thought Tristan really had Franklin had an active game tonight. He was really active and really made some plays, and it wasn't just them running inside. It was some hustle plays of him going out. I can remember a screen play he goes out there and makes the play on. Shows a lot of effort, and you know, that's half of the battle right there. If you'll go full speed and a guy at his size, you know, it says a lot about him.
Tristan Franklin, who you're talking about, of course, he led the team with 6 tackles from his defensive tackle spot last night, so certainly did have a good ball game. You look at Casey County offensively, Jeff, and their numbers. Of course, their leading playmaker was Donovan Jackson, and you guys held that kid in check big time. He carried the ball just 1 time for 8 yards. He only caught 2 passes for -1 yards. Was he kind of a focus of your all's game plan?
You know, our job this week was to locate him every time he came out and find out where he was, and that's kind of what our game plan was, and it's nice to see our kids carry it out.
We'll come back in a minute and look at the drive chart from last night's game. We're back after this on WCLU Sports.
That was our first segment of Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Ask the Coach airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. and 103.1 FM. And right here on WCLUradio.com, Ask the Coach is presented in part by Colton's, Don Franklin Auto, the Glasgow EPB, the People's Bank, Joe Myers, Kentucky Farm Bureau Agent, Kuzma Family Dentistry, Monticello Bank, McDonald's of Glasgow, South Central Rural Telephone, South Central Bank, and Walbert Trucking. Now, here's Joe Myers.
Background Ask the Coach, Joe Myers and Jeff Garman discussing last night's victory at Casey County. Final score 46-12. Again, Glasgow now 4-2 on the year, 2-1 in district play, and keep their hopes alive to have a home playoff game as potentially the number two seed in the playoffs. Looking at the drive chart from last night's game, Casey County won the toss, elected to receive, and Glasgow forces a three and out, and then on the punt, a bad punt snap is recovered by Casey County, but obviously it was fourth down, and so that meant Glasgow was going to get the football where that ball was recovered, and that was at the Casey County 19-yard line. And it took just one play to score as Hunter Scott and Easton Jesse hooked up on a 19-yard pass. The extra point was no good, but Glasgow led 6-0 with 10:31 to go in the first quarter, and really couldn't ask for a better start, Jeff. You hold them to three and out, you get a bad punt snap, and you score on your first offensive play.
Yeah, that's the way you like to do it, man. And it don't always draw up that way, but you know, it was a you know, solid start for our defense to come out and get a three and out, get off the field, and then our offense come out, did a little play action, first play of the game on first down, and it rolls out big.
And a confidence builder for Easton to see his first pass of the night go for a touchdown.
Sure, and you know, and it just gives our offense life, and it gives our defense life. And, you know, I was glad to see us execute in that situation.
Casey County then would score their first touchdown of the night after taking over at their own 41-yard line. They would drive 59 yards in six plays, 2 minutes and 57 seconds. Gunner Floyd caught a 40-yard touchdown pass from Ethan Willoughby. The extra point was no good, and that left the game tied at 6 with 7:40 to go in the first quarter. Best I remember, Floyd was pretty open on that play, Jeff. You remember what happened there?
No, not sure what happened. Was that the touchdown play? It was a stop and go out there on the outside, and we just bit up on it. I think it was 3rd and 11, and you know, they threw it over our head and scored. And you know, Tony came up to try to make a play and didn't. But I will say this, you know, Tony responded really well, Tony Hammonds, and came back, and I think he may have intercepted two passes later on in the game. So he took a lesson, he learned it, and stayed back. And from that point forward, not much was given from our defense from that point forward.
And Corbin Wells had two interceptions as well. Those two kids combined for two apiece last night. So Glasgow then gets the football back at their own 49-yard line. Again, the game tied at 6 at that point. Scotty's takeover was 7:33 to go in the first quarter. They put together a 7-play, 51-yard drive that takes 3:53 off the clock, and Hunter Scott would score on a 1-yard run. Hunter also added the 2-point conversion on a running play, and that put Glasgow up 14-6 with 3:47 to go in the first quarter. Both teams missed their extra points after the first touchdowns, Jeff. Why not just go ahead and kick the extra point there and take the 7-point lead? Why did you feel like you wanted to go ahead and go for two there?
Well, one thing we were doing, I thought some inclement weather was on its way, is what the weather report that we had. And after we missed that first field goal, it looked like we had some trouble, you know, with the snap, getting it on the tee. Luke just couldn't get it up. So, you know, I was just – from that point – you know, I was trying to push our offense to score as many points as we could, as fast as we could, thinking that there was more bad weather coming in and get out and get ahead a little bit. But, you know, the weather kind of cleared out. There was a light rain, but it wasn't too bad after that. And that's just kind of how it played out.
So Casey County, again, down 14-6 with 3:41 to go in the first quarter, takes over at their own 36-yard line. They get a couple of first downs before the Scotties force them to turn the football over on downs at the Glasgow 42-yard line. And then Glasgow comes back with a 5-play, 58-yard drive that took 1:04 off the clock. Kieran Stockton scores on a 4-yard run. Glasgow goes for two here and was not able to convert, and that left the Scotties up 20-6 with 11:21 to go in the second quarter. Casey County taking over their own 30-yard line, not able to get a first down, and Glasgow able to get in there and block the punt, and that we couldn't. There were a host of Glasgow players around the ball, so we were not able to clearly see who blocked it. But needless to say, Glasgow had good penetration to get that blocked punt, set the Scotties up at the Casey County 35-yard line. Were you able to tell who it was that actually got a hand on it, Jeff?
I want to think it might have been Corbin Wells that got a hand on it. Not for sure, but, you know, that thing hit and ricocheted, went right to Clint, and Clint was able to pick it up and run down the sidelines and, I think, get inside the five. I'm not sure, but there was a penalty of a hit behind the ball carrier, and it brought it back. But just a heady play by our defense. Everybody takes punt and stuff for granted. You know, it's 2 weeks in a row. Our kids are going hard and putting pressure on the punter. And you know, good things happen when kids are going hard.
Glasgow would score four plays later after a 35-yard drive that took 2:09 off the clock. Javon Clark catches a 32-yard touchdown pass from Easton Jesse. The two-point try was no good. Glasgow led 26-6 with 7:16 to go in the second quarter. Really nice throw right there by Easton. Javon made the play on the ball.
It's a nice play by Javon, and he kind of went almost all the way across the field, and I thought it was going to be intercepted there for just a minute, and Javon cut right in front of the kid, caught it, and just a good play. And Javon, he's done well for us this year. He's just a sophomore. We got to get him in that weight room, give him a little bigger, give him a little stronger. But Javon's done a good job for us this year.
Casey County then would get the ball back at their own 33-yard line with 7:11 to go in the second quarter, and they turned the football over on downs. I was a little bit shocked right there, Jeff. They're down 26-6, yes, but it's early in the ball game. They're at their own 33-yard line, and they decide to go for it. Did that surprise you at all when they did that?
Well, I mean, they'd had a punt muffed on a snap. They've had a punt blocked, so, you know, I'm not going to second guess coach on that one. I mean, they go for it. I guess he thought he had a good play, and it just didn't work out for him.
Scotties, after the failed fourth down try in Casey County territory, would take over at the 33-yard line. Glasgow scores on three plays, took 1:02 off the clock. Jamari Mack catches a 15-yard touchdown pass from Easton Jesse. Two-point try again was no good, but that left Glasgow up 32-6 with 4:26 to go in the second quarter. I know Jamari had a pass last week against Taylor County, Jeff, that probably he felt like he should have caught and potentially scored on. I know probably had to make him feel good to get that touchdown catch, right?
Oh, I was glad to see it. I mean, because there's no better kid than Jamari, and there's nobody that works any harder. He catches a touchdown pass tonight, but I was proud of his blocking. I thought he did a much better job trying to be physical at the tight end position and block people, and that's what we're looking for. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, you can count on Jamari. He's going to catch the football, and tonight he just executed and made some good plays, and he's a big part of what we do here at Glasgow.
So again, 4:26 to go in the second quarter. Glasgow leads 32-6, and then there was a series of possessions by each team where nobody scored. Excuse me, Casey County actually turned the ball over three consecutive possessions. First time was a Corbin Wells interception. And then Glasgow would punt after that interception. Tony Hammonds would then intercept a Casey County pass with 1:24 to go in the second quarter. Scotties would eventually turn the ball over on downs there. And then the final interception of the first half, again, was by Tony Hammonds. And that one occurred with just 8 seconds to go in the first half. Glasgow, obviously, with just that little time to go, came out and took a knee and went to halftime. Then Glasgow does take the opening kick of the third quarter and marches 53 yards in just two plays. Hunter Scott scores on a 48-yard run. Luke Allen added the extra point for a 39-6 Glasgow lead with 11:11 to go in the third quarter. And Hunter right there, Jeff, just showing the speed he has. He got in the open field. Nobody was going to catch
him. And that was the run that kind of caught my eye, where it looked like kind of the old Hunter, a little bit healthier Hunter. Thought he did well tonight. Thought he gave great effort. You know, I go back and watch the tape from the Taylor County game the week before, and really impressed with the effort that Hunter gave and in his blocking, trying to block. And that says a lot about Hunter. And, And, you know, and I thought tonight overall our wings did a much better job of blocking. You know, we went from the same crew we had last week, we have this week, and they went from last week not calling nothing to it looked like holding was a favorite call tonight. So, you know, they had us caught us holding some out on the edge just a little bit, but we got to kind of get that cleaned up a little bit. Need to go back to the tape, watch it a little bit. But, you know, there's a lot of good things were going on out there tonight.
Casey County's next possession would start at their own 45-yard line. It would end in an interception by Corbin Wells, and that set up Glasgow's next touchdown. The Scotties took over at their own 27-yard line after that interception and took this to eight plays and seven to go 78 yards. Jay Long scores on a 24-yard touchdown run. The extra point by Luke Allen was good to make it 46-6 with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, which set the running clock into motion. Jeff, a nice, long, sustained drive, right?
It was, and it's a nice run by Jay, and we talked earlier about what he did. I want to go back to the interception that Corbin had, and it wasn't nothing special or anything. They threw it right to him, but he caught the ball. And but you know, I just wanted to acknowledge how much improvement that I've seen Corbin make, you know, since, you know, thought he played pretty well the first game, come back the second game. He struggled a little bit with his outside run against Hart County, but he fixed it, and probably for the last 3 or 4 weeks has played as solid as anybody, and I've really seen his play just grow and mature, and what I also see out there is him becoming a leader of our defense, and you know, him trying to talk to guys and get them in the right places and keep them at an even keel, and you know, just really proud of the progress he's made, not only as in his play as a player, but also as becoming a leader on his football team.
Once the Scotties had the running clock in effect, Glasgow came with mostly JV players for the rest of the night. Casey County would add one more touchdown as they put together a three-play 57-yard drive and scored on a 55-yard touchdown pass from Ethan Willoughby to Gunnar Floyd, and that set the final score at 46-12 with 5:05 to go in the contest. We'll come back in a moment, look at the final team stats and individual stats and also the defensive stats. And we'll talk about Glasgow's next opponent, Franklin Simpson, back after this on WCLU Sports. Welcome back to Ask the Coach here on WCLU. Glasgow defeating Casey County 46-12 last night. Let's take a look at the final stats from the game. Team-wise, Glasgow ends up with 18 first downs, Casey County with 8. The Scotties with 343 yards rushing, 93 passing, a total of 436. Casey County 72 rushing, 57 passing, a total of 129. Casey County committed 4 turnovers on the night. They were all interceptions. Casey County did put it on the ground 4 times as well, but they were able to get all 4 of those back. Glasgow committed 1 turnover. That was a late interception in the contest. Scotties put it on the ground twice but got both of those back. Glasgow was penalized 10 times for 105 yards. Casey County 2 for 15. Scotties had 50 offensive plays, had the ball 27 minutes and 34 seconds. Casey County 43 plays, had the ball 20 minutes and 26 seconds. Individually, we'll just tell you real quick that Casey County was led in rushing by Elijah Pittman, but carried 14 times for only 16 yards, so barely over 1 yard per carry there. Quarterback Ethan Willoughby, Glasgow really made him have a tough night. 6 of 24 through the air, 112 yards, 2 touchdowns, but 4 interceptions. Leading receiver was Gunnar Floyd with 3 catches for 99 yards. He had both of those touchdown catches, is what I should say. Scotties were led in rushing last night by Jay Long, 5 carries, 88 yards, and a touchdown, a long of 32. Not far behind was Kieran Stockton, who had 14 carries for 87 yards and a touchdown, a long of 12. It was then Hunter Scott with 6 carries for 70 yards, 2 touchdowns, a long of 48. Easton Jesse rushed 6 times for 52 yards and a long of 30. It was Jyler Morrison with 2 carries for 17 yards. Rico Crowder, had 2 carries for 4 yards on the night. Boone Hatton carried 2 times for 2 yards. And Gavin Neal carried, having a hard time reading Bruce's writing there. I think it was one time for 2 yards. And then it seems like I left somebody else, Jaden Wyrock. He carried twice for 5 yards last night. And then Andrew Phillips has just said had a couple of carries, but they were both called back by penalty. Easton Jesse through the air was 4 of 6 for 68 yards and 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Boone Hatton came in the game late for the Scotties, completed 2 of 3 passes for 25 yards and 1 interception. Leading receiver on the night for the Scotties yardage-wise was Javon Clark. He had 1 catch for 32 yards and a touchdown. Hunter Scott had 1 catch for 19 yards and a touchdown. Jamari Mack had 1 catch for 15 yards and a touchdown. And then Andrew Phillips had a catch for 2 yards. And, Jeff, I was misidentifying one kid who wore number 5 last night because I had not updated my roster. What
David is Dale. David Dale.
David Dale had 2 catches for 15 yards, and I apologize for that last night. I did not realize that that he was a member of the team at this point. He was just added a couple of weeks ago, right? Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and then Javon Clark did punt one time for 23 yards. Defensively for the Scotties, they were led, as we said earlier, in tackles by Tristan Franklin, as the sophomore defensive lineman had 6 tackles on the night. And then Hunter Scott had 4 tackles. Mason Bragg had 3. Andrew Phillips had 1. Jaden Wyrock with 2. Jamari Mack had 2 tackles and a sack. Tony Hammond had 2 interceptions on the night. Corbin Wells with 2 tackles, and he also had 2 picks. Clint Malden had a stop. Isaiah McElroy had 1. Tristan Franklin, as I said already, had 6. Tad Shelton had 3. Lucas Christian had 1. And I think I mentioned Mason Bragg. He had 3 tackles on the night. So Glasgow again winning over Casey County 46-12. And now, Jeff, another road game coming up. It'll be the 6th consecutive road game for your ball club. So your kids are really becoming road warriors this year, obviously. But you got a good Franklin Simpson ball club coming up on Friday. Franklin is maybe not quite at the level to where they've been the last few years, but anytime you go to play Franklin Simpson, you better be ready for a battle.
Well, anytime you go and play Franklin, you do have to be ready for a battle. And when you go to Franklin to play, it's a tough situation to play. Looking to see how our kids respond, and we just got to stay at it, stay at work, and have a good week of practice, and then, you know, go take on a good Franklin Simpson football team.
Jeff, congrats on the district win last night. We'll see you Friday against Franklin.
Thank you, Joe.
Scotty head coach Jeff Garman, and that'll wrap up Ask the Coach for us this morning. But let's tell you that game against Franklin Simpson is a 7 o'clock start time in Franklin. Our broadcast on the air at 6:30 on WCLU 103.1 FM, 1490 AM, and online at WCLUradio.com. So that'll wrap up Ask the Coach for us this morning. For Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman, I'm Joe Myers. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Presented digitally by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Remember to tune in live each Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. at 103.1 FM for the latest episode of Ask the Coach with the voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.